Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, the government are set to introduce new rules which will allow customers to cancel their contracts penalty-free if prices go up following an influx of price hikes over recent months. Well, joining me now to discuss all of this is Consumer Affairs Correspondent for the Irish Times, Conor Pope. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme. Can you start by explaining exactly what it is that the government is proposing here and what change it would mean for customers when it came to in-contract price hikes?
Yeah, I suppose what the government is doing is they're reinstating a position that was the norm for many, many years. Because up until about 4 or 5 years ago, if a mobile phone provider or a telecoms provider or a broadband provider announced a price hike, a customer was able to then change and switch supplier to a different company because the price hike amounted to a material change in the terms and conditions of the contract. And as a result, a customer could just exit their plan, even if they were 1 month or 2 months or 5 months into a 2 year contract. They could say, okay, well, you've changed your terms and conditions. I'm taking my business elsewhere.
And However, face it, one of the price, your monthly price that you pay is kind of an important term and condition for a lot of people, isn't it?
100%. For most people, it's probably the only really important term and condition. So that was the rule for a very, very long time. However, about 4 or 5 years ago, companies started to pre-bake price increases into their contracts. So instead of just announcing price increases when they were necessary or when the company believed they were necessary, what they said was they were going to introduce a 2.5% or a 3% price increase every year, plus the percentage of the consumer price index. So if inflation was running at 8%, they would have a 3% increase plus the 8%. So they'd be increasing their prices by 11%. And because the companies had announced this in advance, they didn't amount to a change in the terms and conditions, which meant that consumers couldn't change contract or switch contract or look for better value with another provider in the event of a price hike because they knew that it was coming down the tracks. Now, that meant that somebody could sign up for a contract, say that it was €50 a month. And then they could face two distinct, and they could sign up to a 24-month contract, which means they could be hit with two distinct price increases over the 24 months of that contract, and they wouldn't be able to switch to a different provider because they were locked into this two-year contract. An awful lot of people thought that was unfair, including the communications watchdog Comreg. And when they raised it, and when politicians raised it with the outgoing minister, the last minister for communications, Eamon Ryan, he said that, you know, it was a free market. There was nothing that could be done about it. However, Patrick, the current minister for communications, Patrick O'Donovan, has said that he's going to be bringing a memo to cabinet tomorrow, which will allow all consumers break their contract with a mobile phone or broadband provider in the future if there is a price hike, no matter or irrespective of whether or not that price hike is pre-baked into the contract. So it will give people the freedom to take their business elsewhere if a price hike displeases them.
And how often was this happening, Conor, that people took out a contract, as you say, let's say, for example, €50 a month for 24 months, and within that 24-month period, they would see that price hike up? Was that something that was happening people frequently?
At least twice over the course of the 24-month contract, because the companies were saying every April or every March, we're going to increase our prices by 3% plus the rate of inflation. And now a 3% increase on a €50 a month contract might only amount to, you know, it's a very small amount of money. However, when you add that to inflation, which at the height of the cost of living crisis was running at, you know, 8 or 9%, suddenly you're looking at an extra £5 a month, which is an extra £60 a year. And, you know, it for some people, not for everybody, but for some people, that was just another cut in the death by a thousand cuts concept that we're all living through in this enduring cost of living crisis. So it was just an aggravating factor in their lives. It wasn't life changing. The amounts of money that we're talking about here aren't going to make the difference between someone being able to pay their rent or not pay their rent, but it's just an irritating factor. And I think one of the reasons why this move is to be welcomed is it will stop the companies basically corralling all of their customers and saying, right, you've signed up for this 2-year deal, and as a result, you're going to be locked in. And no matter how much we increase the prices by over the next 2 years, you've already agreed to it.
Are there any potential downsides, I wonder here, Conor? Like, it's good news for consumers, you would say, they have more control, but could those companies just raise their base price to compensate, I suppose, for the risk of customers walking away?
I suppose they could, but ultimately consumers have choices then. And a consumer can take their business elsewhere as soon as the price hikes are increased. So the companies would be playing a very dangerous game if they were to do that. So if they were to say, okay, you've taken away our ability to increase our prices by a certain amount every single year, so we're going to increase our prices by more. Well, then what could happen is the customers could go and switch their business to other companies. And there is really good competition on the market, because it's important, Ciara, to stress that a lot of the time when companies have these 2-year contracts, they kind of lock consumers in almost accidentally. So what they'll say is the phone company will say, we'll give you a free mobile phone if you sign up to a new contract. So you sign up to the new contract, and as a result, you end up paying for the full 2 years, and you end up paying more for the phone than you would be if you were to switch to a SIM only provider, for example.
I have a text coming in here. Hopefully this change will be extended to gas, electricity and health insurance contracts. Do the same rules apply to those contracts as it stands, now, Conor?
That is a very good question, because if you are in an electricity contract, you're in the contract for a year. If they increase their prices, you can't switch for the year because you're in a contract. Similarly with health insurance, you're locked in for a year. I think those companies would argue that there's different rules in place and there's less portability, less flexibility in the market, because particularly when it comes to health insurance, because a lot of the time, let's say if your health insurance policy is €1,000, the company pays the money up front and then they bill you every month. So they bill you €80 or €90 a month. So they would say they would lose money if they were to introduce this kind of change for Irish consumers. So right. I can't see it happening with health insurance. It might well happen with utilities.
Conor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent for the Irish Times. Thank you for bringing us that insight and that update.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.